Welcome to Newt Education with Isha and Danny.
Hello, Isha. Welcome to another week of Newt Ed.
Danny, in a good mood.
I know. I just try to change. I realised when I was watching back each week that I always go like, hi, Isha. So yes. This time I just threw in a hello.
Changing it up.
I'm very versatile over here. But no, hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Hi to all our lovely listeners or viewers. We're on YouTube if people don't know. When I say viewers, you can actually watch us on YouTube.
You can see what we look like.
You can see our beautiful faces.
I'm not that scary.
So you put I love when you can, like, you know, put a face to the voice. Because yes. You can see us on the little podcast cover, but who's who, you know exactly. Who we look like now. But no, today we are going to, as always, dive into a topic. Bite-sized episodes you would have seen on the time if you're new to this, that we don't go for very long. We don't like to take up too much of your time.
We know you're busy.
So all we like to give you is the facts.
Yeah.
So jump straight in. Isha, today we're going to be talking about acne. Mm-hmm. What actually is acne? Let's start right at the beginning.
So acne is a common dermatologic condition and it's caused by a combination of factors. The first being too much oil in the skin. That's known as excessive sebum production. As well as clogged pores, bacteria in the skin as well, hormonal changes like puberty and PCOS, and inflammation. So, you know, obviously this being a nutrition podcast, we're going to look at the role of diet in terms of acne. But I just want to clear it up that the research here is quite limited. And for now, there aren't any like cause and effect studies that have been done. They've mostly just been associations. But there definitely is a relationship between acne and diet as well.
Interesting. So when it comes to acne causing foods then that we're consuming in our diet, I think of chocolate and sugary foods, but what does actually cause acne?
Yeah, so chocolate is often blamed for causing acne. And I know growing up, I would hear, don't eat too much chocolate.
You'll get a pimple.
Breakouts or a pimple. So there was definitely this fear around it. And I've got a study here. It involved almost 25,000 participants. And it showed that the consumption of milk chocolate was highly associated with acne. So keyword there, associated. So they're not saying it directly causes acne, but there is an association. Also important to note was that the researchers weren't able to establish what actual part of chocolate is causing acne. So is it, you know, the high glycemic index of chocolate? We'll discuss GI a little bit later. Is it, you know, the saturated fat, the sugar, or the milk content? So while there is an association, they don't know which component of chocolate is causing acne.
Now, you mentioned milk there a few times, milk chocolate, the milk component of chocolate.
Yes.
Is there a correlation between milk and acne?
Yeah, so dairy products, particularly milk, contain a hormone called insulin-like growth factor number one. So it's quite a mouthful. So I'm going to call it IGF-1. That's its abbreviation, as well as other growth factors as well. And these hormones are naturally present in cow's milk and can increase sebum concentrations and also our androgen hormones as well, which are our male hormones. And as we discussed before, these can both be contributors to acne. Interestingly, there's been some studies on populations around the world, like indigenous populations in Papua New Guinea and Paraguay, where they follow like a Paleolithic diet, which is low GI, little to absolutely no milk. And they found that these populations were generally acne free. So very interesting. But on the flip side, not all dairy products have been linked to acne, and yogurt and cheese in particular have actually been shown to have no relationship with acne. And a plausible mechanism there is because the fermentation process when making yogurt and cheese can decrease the IGF-1 hormone.
Interesting. So then what about high GI foods? What kind of foods are they and how do they cause acne?
So GI stands for glycemic index, and it's basically a rating which rates carbohydrates on how much they impact our blood glucose levels. So if a food is high GI, then it causes a rapid rise in blood sugar levels. If a food is low GI, then it causes a slower rise in blood glucose levels. And studies have shown that regular consumption of high GI foods can increase our serum insulin concentrations. It can increase androgen hormones and IGF-1 hormones, which have all been linked to increasing sebum production and acne as well. Whereas on the flip side, low GI foods have been associated with a lower risk of acne development.
Okay, and what about good and bad fats? What are their relationship with acne?
Yeah, so the research here is quite limited, but essentially researchers have found that acne is aggravated with the consumption of, you know, foods that are high in saturated fats, Whereas on the other hand, foods that are high in our healthy fats, such as omega-3s, like those found in fatty fish, are associated with, acne protective effects.
Okay, so if you're suffering with acne out there, if anyone is, and there's a scale, some people have it really bad, some people get flare-ups. What would be your advice with their nutrition?
Yeah, so first and foremost, I want to say that, acne is not just based on what you eat, but a multitude of factors. Mm. So, your hormones, your genetics, your skincare routine, your stress, even your environment as well. But, while there is no diet that is going to cure acne completely, having a balanced, nutritious, whole foods diet is definitely going to support your acne journey.
It's beneficial, because if you're just eating sugar and processed foods all day, you probably are going to have bad skin that you don't necessarily need to have.
Exactly. So, reducing your intake of high GI foods and sugary foods and saturated fats, because, when you combine this with your, other acne interventions, then you might see some positive benefits there. And always remember, try not to go online and look for, some miracle acne protecting or acne curing meal plan or some acne curing pills. Work with a health professional, whether that's a GP or a dermatologist, and even a dietitian down the track, to really target your individual case.
Yeah, because you might have gut issues, you might have PCOS some women suffer with, or exactly, like you said, stress and lack of sleep. Oh, there's so much out there, but a healthy diet is a good place to start.
Exactly. And there's no one size fits all when it comes to acne.
And we all get pimples, so no one needs to stress. It's a part of life, but we can help with our diet.
Exactly.
Well, thanks, Isha, for chatting to me again today. I will see you next week, and I promise I'll come with a better opening.
I look forward to it.